Over the last 3 years, I've discovered, since I discovered I had a food intolerance, there are certain things I can't eat, and I've experimented, and I found there's a certain fast food place that doesn't cook with soy, you know, so I found, to my detriment, perhaps I've been eating there too often, you know. So I found myself, I had a Bible study to teach earlier this week in the morning, and I was trying to get my motor running, and so I decided I'd go down there and have this food, you know. So I got queued up in the drive-through line. I had plenty of time, and there was a lot of cars there. I thought, well, you know, I guess I'm not the only person that felt the need to eat this morning. And I had a lot of time to think about it, because as the cars moved forward, the one directly in front of me did not move. I couldn't get out. There was somebody behind me, you know. So you're just, and I'm thinking, all right, so everyone moved ahead. And so far it was okay, because there was, you know, there was still somebody at the ordering window. But when that person passed, this person just sat there. I don't know what they were doing, if they were talking or on the cell phone or deciding or smoking pot or what they were doing in there. And I'm sitting there thinking, all right, I'm a priest. I'm starting to get a little irritated. How would you feel? What would you do after 5 minutes? Honk, honk, do you think? Well, I was trying to be patient. But inside I was, you know, exploding. Well, they finally did move forward, and then it took her 5 minutes to order. And I thought, my God, what kind of an order is this? I won't make it to the Bible study. And then it took her about 5 minutes. I'm exaggerating a little about this part, but the first one was 5 minutes. It took her forever to pay. A long conversation was going on. I'm thinking, what is going on here? And I hadn't had my coffee yet, so I was grouchy. And then at the takeout window, that took forever also. And you know what came out of there? One little bag. And then she went around the corner and parked there also. And I could not get behind her while she made a right turn. I just pulled into a parking spot and let her go, because, you know. But I mentioned that story. It's very trivial. We all have these incidents. But you know what? As far as I was concerned, the wind blew, the flood came, the earthquake and the fire. And the quality of my building materials was tested. My virtue, this is where your virtue is tested, isn't it? And, you know, someday something very major will come. I've had a few of these major ones occur. But really, the building begins in the small things, not the large things. When the big disaster comes, whether my structure, he's talking about our spiritual life here, is that going to stand up or is it going to collapse when the big disaster occurs? I often do better with the big ones than the little ones, to be honest with you. It's the little things that get me. That's the real test of my spirituality, and I don't always pass. You know, with me, I have a problem with patience. I always have, and so these tests come on a regular basis. If I start passing enough of them, God will move me on to another level, but so far I'm at that bottom level, you know, struggling with these slow drivers and things like that. Well, Jesus, in this gospel, you know, I always open up the gospel on Sunday afternoon and get in my head the one for the coming week and start meditating on it. And the first thing that hit me last Sunday, something I never noticed before, and it is Jesus is talking to people who have listened to the word. He's not talking about people who do not know Jesus, but those who have been listening. He's talking to hearers. So these are people in today's speaking today, they've come to Mass, they've heard the Word of God, they've read it in their homes. Now, the question is, am I a listener and a doer, or am I a listener and a forgetter? This is what Jesus is talking about, because what he points out there is that all of us are in the process of building a structure. It is a structure not in this world, but a spiritual building that we are going to then inhabit in the world to come. It's a very simple biblical principle. The homes that we have here are temporary. We all know that. We enjoy this life most of the time. At times we have sufferings, but we have to move on eventually. But inside of us is a temple that will last forever. And we are busy furnishing it and constructing it. It's made of virtues. And the way we respond to trials. One of my favorite quotes I didn't say it at the other two masses, but all the growth in the spiritual life is a result of our response to trials. Every single bit of it is the result of how I respond to the tests that come my way. So these are the building instructions that God gives us. The second reading is really interesting because it doesn't normally go with during Lent, all three readings line up like a book, but during ordinary time, the second reading is on its own track, and yet this week, it does go with the readings. St. Paul says, we are justified by faith alone and not by the works that we do. In other words, I'm going to get to heaven by faith in Jesus, not by, I can't earn my way into heaven. However, Jesus in the gospel tells us that we're going to be judged by our works. We can't have faith if we're not doing God's will. I know I have faith if I'm actually doing what Jesus tells me to do. Otherwise, I don't really have faith, and I'm not building correctly. One of the great mysteries in this gospel that I've been pondering this week is why in the world do some people build, using the parable, on sand? Why would somebody build on sand? What do you think? I don't normally ask questions, but I feel like it this morning. Anybody got an idea? It's easier. It's easier. That was one of my... Thank you. That was one of them. It's easier. Yep. Huh?
You're by the beach.
By the beach. Yeah, there you go. And people do it. And sometimes the cliff collapses and off they go. There's one place down in Oceanside called the Capes where this happened. And there's a whole row of homes. I don't know what happened to them, but they were in the process of collapsing when I lived there. All uninhabitable, built right on a sand dune. But boy, the view was great while it lasted. I don't know what happened to their home equity. I think it went down into the ocean, you know. They didn't build in the right place, but boy, it was a great view. Or it's cheap. You get it cheap, you know. Or it's too much work to drill into that rock. Let's do something easier. This is a metaphor for sin, too, you know. Jesus he challenges us not to take the easy road, because when the time of testing comes, I'm not going to be able to withstand the trials if I haven't been building up my spiritual muscles. Now, with Lent coming up in 4 days, we have to ask ourselves, and I said this last week, what project are you and the Lord going to be working on together? What area of conversion do I need, or what area am I going to be adding something that may be of some benefit to myself or others? Maybe I'm going to do both of these things. Is there an area I'm building on sand? If I'm always taking the easy way, and if I take the easy way through Lent and don't do anything particularly useful, if I don't build my spiritual muscles, then I'm not going to be able to withstand those temptations when they come. Am I willing to fast something that is good but I can do without for 6 weeks? This will build my spiritual muscles when something involuntary comes, like that slow poke in the fast food line, and I won't blow my top, you know, because I've been following the will of God. I've been trying. God will offer us many opportunities. We have to take a spiritual inventory, I think, in these next 4 days before Lent begins. What area is of most critical importance to my spiritual future? Perhaps your whole future depends upon this particular Lent and that one thing that God may really want you to do with Him. One of the things we're plugging this week is adoration. The adoration team decided to get together and present that to us at the beginning of Lent. That might be something that God wants you to do. It doesn't seem like very much, but it can lead to very big things. You know, I wouldn't be a priest today if I didn't have that hour that I've done for years and years. It's just something I felt called to do. So Jesus is asking us, therefore, what is the quality of the building that you are constructing with his help? Am I following God's blueprints, or am I doing my own thing? Because you can be assured the quality of your work is going to be tested on a daily basis and occasionally with something very major. So our Lord then gives us an opportunity with Lent coming up to perhaps part of our building needs reconstructing. Perhaps the foundation needs to be shored up. What is the quality of my work? Am I a listener and a doer, Or am I a listener who goes off and does what everybody else in the world does and doesn't follow the will of God? It isn't enough to say, Lord, Lord, but am I doing the will of God? This will be the great call that we're coming up to here in Lent. In what areas do I do the will of God? In what areas do I need to listen more closely?